right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Sirius, Faction 28, live from Texas, Houston that is, BAM Margera.
We are live at a bayou in Texas right now. We got Rab himself, we got Heroin Novak, a.k.a. the Dream Seller, and we have Brandon DiCamello himself. And Don Vito can't be here because he just got heliported to a hospital from the bayou because of his bleeding ulcer. It's a nonstop situation here. He drank 30 beers and every night, and he goes straight to the hospital. It'll catch up with him. It'll catch up with anybody. I don't care who you are, but...
But you know what's so great? It's usually his heroin ass Novak here that's shooting dope and sent back to Baltimore, but this time it's not me.
We'll get to you later, Novak. But in the meantime, this trip has been great. We're going back to Philadelphia tomorrow, and just the stuff we've been doing has been so good. First of all, Don Vito's luggage... I threw to the alligators. I taped chicken wings to the suitcase so the alligators hammered it down at the hotel.
Oh, the alligators take off with the suitcase. Vito's freaking out. We're trashing a bayou. Oh my god.
And the people here, like, it's so insane because we walk into a club. What was the club we went to? It wasn't even a club.
Spanky's.
It was a place called
Spanky's.
We walk into a... It's in this, like...
Spanky's with pink letters on it.
Perfect definition of a roadhouse bar. We go into a place called Spanky's, and there's five people in there. As soon as we walk in, they all hop on their cell phones, and 30 minutes later, there's about 75 people there, all freaking out because, like...
Because Novak's getting down and dirty, butt naked with us.
Besides the fact that we're filming the show there and everybody wanted... It was the talk of the town, absolutely. And Novak wound up naked wrestling Joe Franz, one of our cameramen. And Franz poured hot sauce all over his pecker, among other stuff. And then he wound up with a girl that night. And they had fun with the hot sauce on his...
What happened, Novak? Novak, what happened?
But try to be easy about you know.
Would you like to hear the story?
I'd like to hear the story, but use nice words.
Yes, I'll be very nice. You know, these are nice people out there.
Tell us about it. Tell us about when. When your dick was burning, how did you cool it down?
Well, let me tell you how the whole fiasco started and escalated from
fiasco
there.
Fiasco or
Tabasco? Fiasco. Yo, real quick, listeners. Fiasco later turned into Tabasco.
Fiasco.
Tabasco.
Tell the story.
Okay, I'd love to. So, I see Joe Franz, which is the ugliest guy in the world, kicking game at the bar to definitely the ugliest girl in the bar, right? Now,
you couldn't let it be, could you?
I can't let that happen. If I'm not getting lucky, he's not getting lucky. Should I go interrupt this good time? And you say?
I don't remember what I said. Of
you
course
said,
I should.
Why would it be any other way?
Okay.
So I drop trow. I walk up to him completely naked. I walk to him completely naked. I have a shirt on which covering the privates of my body. And I walk up to him like I want a shot. His hands are by his side.
But first you put your arm around that beautiful girl that was right next to him and the girl that he was talking to.
Yes, and said, you're going to come home with me, love, because we should get married and I need you in my life.
And then she goes, well, you can thank my mom right there.
Yes, the most awkward position in my life. I go to the bar and kick game to two beautiful girls, not knowing that one's the mother and one's the daughter. They tell me and I say, love, I'm sorry, man. This is just fucking awkward, and I'm going to go to the corner now. So Franz is kicking game to the mother, MILF she is, but not really because she is hideous. But the daughter was hot. So I go and I put my arm around him and I just gently slide up on his side and put my privates into his hand. He looks at me and goes, berserk. Right?
Who wouldn't?
I thought it was normal at the time. You know, if the price is right, whatever.
The price is right.
Whoa.
So anyway, Franz didn't like it very much. So these guys are wrestling around in the bar, and Novak is completely naked.
Photos snapping everywhere.
And being we're like on a bayou, there's always like all these hot sauce and like Cajun seasoning all over the place. So Franz grabs all this like hot sauce, chili pepper stuff and pours it all over his balls.
I think it's one at a time and pay no mind to it. 3 minutes after I'm wrestling, bruises from head to toe, I get up and I am burning like I just had sex with the dirtiest girl in town. Times a million.
But then somebody had the brilliant decision to bring you a glass of milk, so you just sat in the bathroom for 30 minutes with a cup of milk, with your pee-pee in a cup of milk.
My pee-pee was in a cup of milk for 30 minutes while Bam, Rabin, and DiCamillo here invited every girl in the bar to come see what was going on. So they walk in the bar, and I'm just chilling in a cup of milk.
That possibly could have been the most entertaining night of my life, I think.
That was fucking hilarious.
And this is the icing. This is the dessert to the main meal right here. I'm going to tell you now. A girl comes to me. I love you, Novak. I need you in my life. Well, no more small talk. Let's go to the bathroom and work this out.
We're going to what? The hot sauce?
Well, with that, yeah.
He's getting there.
So I'm covered in hot sauce. I'm burning. I can't even stand still. I'm ready to go back to the hotel and watch.
Nice words here.
Nice words. And I go to the bathroom and bring this nice young lady with me who decides to taste the hot sauce from my body.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Now everybody understands you said it nice, and she cleaned the hot sauce off your body.
Completely.
Well, meanwhile, go ahead.
I don't understand. What part of the body?
Oh, man.
Oh, please.
Don't go there, Deco.
No.
You're trying to get me fired here. But I've never been hired, so how can I be fired?
That's right.
I know, it's true. You haven't had a
broke
job
is a joke.
In 10 years.
You know, let me tell you, I have $30 in my pocket. 2 days ago, I had $50 in my pocket from doing a stunt that my friend here, Bam, wanted me to do. That's the most money I've had in my pocket for 2 years now, $50.
I put Novak in a shopping cart and pushed him into the room of his hotel room, which was the ghettoest motor lodge I have ever seen. What was it called? The
Budget Inn.
The Budget Inn in Orange, Texas. In Orange, Texas. The only people that stay there are crackheads and whores.
Ew.
Right up my...
crackhead right there. There was a crackhead while we were in the middle of pushing... You were in the middle of pushing him in the shopping cart. A crackhead walks out of the door. Cops show up. They're all freaked out. And they get in some truck and drive away.
I mean, I don't know about these guys, but that was right up my alley.
Yo, did you know that the first day of filming in Texas, we went to the set, and there was a trailer park right there, like pretty much in the set of where we were filming, and the police show up. We think it's for them, like, to guard our safety from fans, but they held these people at gunpoint at the trailer, and they were just like, they asked this lady, they were just like, is Jim in there? And they're like, no, he's not in there. And then they broke in, and Jim was in there. And they both got arrested because the lady lied, yes. And the guy had, like, major warrants. So there's this gunpoint, like, halfway shootout. What? You want to tell that?
Tell my story.
You can tell the story as soon as we play this song, because this is a good song, and I'm really psyched on it. And it's from the Rasmus, and it's called Guilty. They're from Finland, and they're good because I got all hammered at this thing called Ruis Rock. It's a rock festival, and they drove me all the way from Turku to Helsinki. So cheers to the Rasmus.
Faction 28.
Radio Bam.
Radio Bam. Ding.
On. How the fuck you say it?
It's a serious.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
You're listening to Faction 28. This is Bam Show here live with Bam, Novak, Rab, DiCamillo. You just heard the Rasmus, the song Guilty, and we're in live Houston, Texas.
And speaking of guilty, I have to talk about the plane from Philadelphia to Texas, and that I brought my roommate here, heroin Novak, who has been on heroin for 10 years, but he's a year and a half clean, so he's been living at my house sobering up, and I've been making sure of that. But in the meantime, when I told him to come over here from Baltimore, he didn't tell me until 3 months after that he had major warrants that he's been dodging. So we get on the airplane, when we land, the guy, the stewardess, is just like, Brandon Novak, please report to the front immediately. So I'm just like, dude, I don't know about that. I wouldn't do it. And then they're just like, Brandon Novak, please come to the front. And then what happened?
Well, they told me to, well, after they realized that I wasn't coming to the front, obeying instructions, I'm a career criminal, so I know that something's wrong here. They say, ring the call light to let us know where your seat is.
Why would you ever do that?
No, I look to Bam. Bam looks at me and says, what are you going to do? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm going to hightail out of here, and you don't know me. That's what I'm doing here.
The best part was, Brandon DiCamello, me, my real name is Brandon, if you guys didn't know. Brandon Margera is my real name, and then we have Brandon Novak. They asked all three of us, like, are you Brandon? And I'm like, no, I'm Bam. And then you just hightail it out of there, and then Novak's just like, no, I'm Eric Ricks. And then...
So we hightail out. I lose those guys because I know how to evade police, right? I'm quick to the luggage terminal, and there's goddamn people at the luggage terminal still asking my name.
I know. We're getting our luggage, and there's still people. Are you Brandon? Are you Brandon? We're like, dude, would you leave us be? We need to get on a
give
car
it a
right
break,
now.
Brother.
Whatever it was.
The last guy in the world that knows how to avoid police.
Dude, I bet you it was a warrant, and we're still in Texas. How are you getting back to Philly?
I don't even like flying, so I'll be catching Amtrak from here on out. Not that I'm scared, because I don't have warrants, but I just don't like flying.
Yeah, baby, that's the reason you
it makes sense to me, guys.
Yeah, I gotta say, the weirdest thing I see in Texas, I don't know what you guys thought was the weirdest, but when we ripped the sheets off the beds at the filthy motel, people had autographed the dirty stage all over the mattresses. They wrote, Betty loves Johnny, all over it. Multiple people did it.
Why would you ever autograph that sick, filthy motor lodge? Like, what would make you even want to autograph that? Like, maybe if you spent a nice night at the Four Seasons, you
would autograph
that.
Who would you want to know that you were there?
The thing that sucks, it wasn't even the sheets. Apparently, they had such a wild night that everything came off the bed, and it was just the mattress, and that's where they graffitied up the mattress.
That happened several times. Why would you write it after you saw somebody else splatter
it? It wasn't once. It was like 8 times.
Ew.
And that, did you see the television in there? It was like the first Zenith television ever. It was a prototype when televisions first came out. That it was still black and white, that thing.
And can I tell you how they made it property of the budget in motel? They took a goddamn Phillips head and a hammer and carved out budget in on the TV.
It was so filthy in those rooms that we actually took the beds outside and we slept outside, and that's where we spent the night. We took the beds out into the parking lot, and we filmed it all too. But and then Dunn was working on this airboat. You know, what are they called?
Yeah, it's an airboat.
Airboat.
That's it, yes.
He was working on an airboat. He started the fan at 6 in the morning when everybody was sleeping and just blew the TV off. Oh, it was the best.
And I'm not sure, but when you see the episode, you'll see me waking up snuggled to Vito. And I felt a little funny in the morning. I think he might violate me.
Yeah, you are into it.
Okay.
And then, Bram, why don't you talk about the how we were on the airboat going to the deserted island that we were filming at.
Come on, quit.
And then the fans show up with the helicopter. Oh, come on. Now you're making sounds of vodka and pineapple.
Me and Rab are doing halfsies all night.
Yeah, I know, man. Go order some hookers.
You got it. You got the number, Rehab?
Yeah, okay.
877 porn bag.
No, that's coming up in a week. Our number is 877 porn bag. So if you guys want to get hold of us next week, that's the number. It has nothing to do with the show, but it stands out so good and I love it that I had to pick that.
Okay, so we take these airboats out through the swamp. There's gators, there's water moccasins, not the shoe. There's every possible thing that could bite you and be poisonous. Even the snakes have babies to get you in these little jelly balls. And
Okay, there's so many kids following us around. They jump off the dock, swim through the alligator-infested waters onto this, like, beaver dam, and they're going crazy, waving to us, they're running through the swamp after risking their lives. They're out of their mind.
And they all ended up filling up Jacob, the filmer.
Yeah, the filmer, who was out there. That was the reason why they went there. But, like, you don't understand. Like, a small town like Orange, Texas, if you go to the gas station and you're going to be there for the next 10 minutes, there will be about 30 people that just show up from people calling on their cell phones. It's that ridiculous. Like, this is probably the definition of the smallest, like, small townville, like,
it has to.
Oh, yeah. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to Orange, Texas. Oh, like, yeah, just us filming with airboats.
That's what they said. They were going crazy for it. They were following us. We couldn't shake them. We had followers. The lines of cars followed us. We had to speed through gas stations and go out the back entrance.
Here's the worst part, and I felt like an asshole doing it, but we rented a helicopter to get a helicopter shot of the island we were filming on, and these fans come up in some pontoon boat, and they're just like, bam, can we please get your autograph?
Yeah,
man. I'm just like, yo, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of the shot. There's a helicopter coming. We paid like $2,000 for this one shot, and you guys are in it. So we're going to have to digitally delete it. They're like, yo, Bane, come on. Let's just come in the island and get a photo. It'll only take 5 minutes. I'm like, can't you hear the helicopter coming now? You assholes, you got to go. You
got
to go.
Yeah, my little brother got his skateboard, man. I beat his ass. Yo, Bane, my little brother got his skateboard. I kick his ass. Yo, what the fuck did your dad say to you when you beat his ass?
Well, the worst part, Deco
is when you were fucking getting naked and doing backflips in the hotel room last night.
Should we talk about that?
We'll talk about that, man. Okay. This is the Texas issue, so we'll get to all.
Let me talk about the Texas issue real quick. Deco explained to you everything in the water. So, you know, I just wanted to ride on the millionaire's boat here. So him and Dunn pull up, like, yo, Novak, get on our boat. There's alligators, snakes, everything Deco explained. And I'm ready to hop boats. And Grom puts me in, man. Like, in the water.
He pushed you in.
He pushed me in.
That alligator
was on my ass. I had to, like, hang on to the side of the boat so I didn't get bit.
Hey, did you hear what the driver said to us? That he said that the little snakes in the eggs are more dangerous than the actual big snakes, because if you fall in the water and land on a snake egg, you'll crack open a bunch of eggs, and the little tiny snake venom, if they all bite you, it's way more dangerous because they don't know how to control it or whatever.
Yeah, the baby snakes, they just jack you up with all their poison. They don't know how to save it.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of deaths because of that. People falling on snake eggs.
Oh, it didn't bother the kids. They were jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
They're dead before they even get onto the boat. That's how dangerous it was.
Yeah. I mean, there's snakes on top of hibernating alligators. I mean, it's ridiculous. Not only the mosquitoes you can blow out of the air with a shotgun. There's so many of them.
Like a shotgun blast to the head would be safer than jumping in that water.
I don't even know how people could even, like, make a rope, because there's rope swings at the island that we're at. Like, dude, why go in that sick swamp? Like,
it's not fun.
Who wants to risk it?
Why risk a snake? Why risk a moccasin? Why risk a mullet? Why risk an alligator? It's ridiculous.
Let's just go to the deep end of the hotel pool, I would think.
No, man, you were risking it like Tarzan today on that rope swing.
He was drunk.
Oh, yeah, I had some fucking pineapples.
It just gets it over.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to play a song from Placebo because they're from Scotland and I really like it.
Radio Bam!
So that was Placebo, Sleeping with Ghosts, and this is Radio Bam on Faction 28 Sirius Radio, and this is the Texas episode because we are in Texas as we speak, filming on a bayou. I got Brandon DiCamello with me, I got Rab himself, and I got Heroin Novak, and we're filming a Viva La Bam episode, which will be out soon. But now I'm going to get to the worst experience of my life, which is the bullfrogs.
I'm co-signing that.
Yeah. So we slept on this island. We had these tents, and we had a little fire going that was totally worthless, but that was the only thing keeping me sane from the mosquitoes. But they're like, all right, we're going to get a shot of you guys sleeping in the tent. So, and asshole Glom actually said, I'm going to cut a hole in the top of your tent.
I saw that.
I'm going to cut a hole in the top of your tent so we could put the camera in there to film you guys sleeping when you're asleep.
I missed that.
Yeah, I believed every word of it.
Man.
But I was like, man, that's an awfully big hole. Like, you could fit the camera in, like, way easier than that. So, like, we're sleeping for about 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden, you know, I see the camera in the, filming in the hall. I'm like, all right, so they're filming in the hall. Cool. So then they go, all right, we need to get one more shot. These assholes come up with 20 bullfrogs, 1 foot big, literally,
easily.
Buckets and buckets of bullfrogs.
About 40 to 50.
Sick.
They dump them in my tent, and if you don't know, I hate reptiles with all my heart. Like, snakes are the worst. Bullfrog, anything slimy and gross, I can't stand.
Do a bullfrog, Brad.
That's all they do for a living.
That's it.
So, for a living, these asshole bullfrogs were just doing that. As Glom was dumping them on my face, I jumped out of the top of that, the hole that they created, so fast, and I chased Glom, and I was like, Glom, I am going to punch you in the fucking face so hard, and I'm like, he ran into the swamp just because he knew that I wouldn't come in there.
So he dove right in, no problem.
Yeah. And then I was like, did Dunn help you? Did he even carry a bucket? Because if he did, Dunn, you're getting punched in the ball so hard, like, you are not going to be able to kids after this. So, like, I act like I'm over it, 5 minutes into it, and I walk up to Ape, which was standing right next to Ryan Dunn, and I was wiping my face off from the slimy bullfrogs, and I punched Dunn so hard in the balls. Oh, my God.
Dude, I witnessed it so bad. I saw you creeping on him so bad, and he had no idea. He's just all digging into a bag of Doritos. And you just come around like, man, my face, boom, and just nailed him so hard.
Glom got even worse about 10 minutes later. And that was actually on film, and it'll probably go into the show. But, I punched Glom in the balls so hard. Dude, I felt his ding ding when I punched it. I felt his beanbag to my fist when I punched it. Like, it was a direct hit.
He goes off his feet. The guy went in the air off his feet and was just groveling on the ground.
I think I was on the ground doing something and I gave him a nice uppercut. Like, dude, like a Mike Tyson fucking uppercut right to his ball bag. Man, oh my God.
He felt it.
Both of them were on the ground for like at least a minute and a half each.
And I meant it.
Like, literally a minute and a half, they were laying there like, yeah, yeah, it's fucked up.
I meant it with all my heart, too. I'm telling you, because, dude, bullfrogs, like heavy one-pound bullfrogs landing on your face while you're sleeping is the sickest feeling in the world.
Ew.
And that's the reason why I know that he meant it, because I know Bam fairly well, and he was so mad that Glom, the only way Glom could escape him from was running in the water, because he knew that he wouldn't follow him in the water. So he had the look of death in his eye when he was chasing Glom.
And Glom went to the swamp at nighttime. Like, there could have been gators, moccasins.
An alligator could have just bit his ankle off. He had no worries about it. He just was trying to get out of the way for the fact that he just put bullfrogs.
He was just scared.
Gator's feet at night. His only prayer is to hope his beanbag gets bitten off so he doesn't have to get punched in it.
Because Bam was so mad. So that lets you know how hard he got it.
Oh, that was by far the worst experience of my life.
Yeah, but you stuck him in a tree for like 4 hours.
Oh, I forgot to say. That's the reason why Glom did that to me, is dump the bullfrogs in the tent, because we were out on the bayou. There was this nice tree about 7 feet tall, just in the middle of a swamp. It looked like, just picture a swamp as far as the eye could see with just one tree sticking up. I'm like, Glom, you gotta claim that tree. You gotta throw a life vest up there?
Yeah.
I was like, throw a life vest and claim that tree. So he climbed to the top of the tree, put a life vest on it, and we just took off on the airboat and left him out on the tree for 3 hours.
And the tree's covered in sap that the guy told us you can't get off for 4 days, matter what you do.
Do you remember the name of the tree?
No.
Specific name, but he said that the sap, like the sap on the tree, you cannot get off for 4 days, and it reeks too. A cypress tree, that's what it was.
A cypress, yeah. That's it.
That's right.
So Glom got so hungry that he actually thought, well, maybe these were nice like fruit nuts, and he bit the tree sap that didn't come off for 4 days, and it was just drenched in his teeth and mouth and gums.
What a dickhead!
This is the funniest part about it all. The way the sun was facing and the way Glom was planted, he couldn't move from the tree because he was just on one branch. He was sunburned to hell on his left side, and the other side was just pale as shit.
And there were alligators eyeing him up the whole time.
He looked so goofy out there. Oh, that was the best.
God, oh, how bad that would suck.
Yeah, the alligator just eyeing him up, about to eat his ass.
Couldn't wait for him to fall.
As soon as he was about to fall out of that tree, he just got eaten up by alligators, and there was no boat in sight.
We just left him there for 3 hours.
So is that a good retort for the bullfrog?
I think the bullfrogs were worse, man, because, like, those slimy, like, living creatures laying on your face while you're sleeping, like...
Yeah, but there's no risk of your ankle getting bit off by an alligator. There's no risk of really anything. It's just gross.
But he was 7 feet up.
Yeah, but those frogs are bigger than a baseball glove.
I know.
Huge.
I'm feeling rad here. I think
let's take a poll. Is gross.
All right, what would you rather have? To be on a tree in the middle of nowhere for 3 hours or have bullfrogs land on you while you're sleeping?
I'll definitely take the tree.
What would you take, Rad?
I take bullfrogs. Dude, if you're in the middle of a tree, what if you don't hang on and them gators just get you?
Yeah, but what if you got a hoppy bullfrog slimy piss all over you?
You can wipe it off as quick as possible, but if you're in a tree for like 4 hours, what if you just don't feel like holding on anymore? You're screwed.
What about you, Novak?
I take the bullfrogs because I know I'll be safe shortly after.
No, we got a lousy 2-2? I thought the bullfrogs were way worse.
No, here's why you take the tree. You take the tree because the damn tree is like an epoxy tree. You can't fall out even if you wanted to. You're covered in sap. You couldn't even jump out of the tree.
You're the point. I go silent. I'm
just confused. The drugs messed my mind up, so I'm confused right now.
Man, if only we could take phone calls right now, but 877 Porn Bag will be up next week, so...
We need help here, guys.
Yeah, we need help on this one. We'll be asking you next week, but for now we're going to play a song from a band called Negative, and they're from Finland. This is a song called Moment of Our Love from an album War of Love. This is Radio Bam on Sirius Faction 28.
Due to the graphic nature of this program,
Radio Bam is not for adults.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Okay. Dog.
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio show now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, that was Negative on Radio Bam, and the song is called Moment of Our Love, and here we are in Texas with Rab himself, Heroin Novak, and Brandon DiCamello filming the Viva La Bam show on the set on a bayou. And we were just talking about bullfrogs and how Glom dumped a bucket of bullfrogs that weigh about 1 pound on my face while I was sleeping because I left him on a tree in the swamp in the middle of nowhere. So we have Ray Jan on the line over here. And we're going to figure out what he thinks is worse. Yo, Rake.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Where are you?
Hey, I'm back in Rake. I wanted to be with you guys, huh?
How come you didn't come with us, man?
Hey, you want me to come with you?
What?
Rake, you got to calm down because you're too loud.
No, I'm sorry. Look, I want to go with you guys. But those guys want to... I can't get off work, first off. And then everybody else is giving me a hard time. I mean, I want to go with you guys because the main thing I like to do is just party and destroy myself as much as I possibly can. And even though I don't get all the girls, I just wanted to be there.
Rake, we don't care about all that. We just want one question from you. Would you rather be stuck on a tree in the middle of nowhere on a swamp with sap all over you that you can't get off for 4 days and alligators that possibly could bite you for 3 hours, or would you rather have about 20 bullfrogs get dumped on you while you're sleeping in a tent?
Wait, is there
mustard
involved?
No, there's no
mustard. Poison tree?
It's not a poison tree, it's just a bunch of sap that you can't get off for 4 days. And alligators.
Yeah, I guess I take bullfrogs. I hate to be stuck in a tree in a swamp, but if there was bullfrogs jumping all around and leaping all over me, I could be down with cheating, you know what I'm saying?
What if the bullfrogs are covered in mustard?
I knew you guys would do that. No mustard. Nobody's mustard.
All right, Rake, we're through with you. We'll see you in Westchester tomorrow because we're done filming this show.
Wait. Can I say one more thing, man, please?
What?
I just want to say,
I just hung up on him.
But that is his real number, ladies.
I don't think they could hear it because he was so damn loud. What is up with Rake?
Oh my god. Rake is worthless. I've known him for so long. If he's not in love with one guy, it's just the next. It's so disappointing.
Doesn't he try to impress girls with, like, his like, science knowledge and stuff?
Hey, you know, the better match of pressure in Mississippi, it, like, wishes up in the southeastern Nevada.
Dude, Rake, I saw Rake at the bar at 15 North totally ruin it with a girl. Like, she was like, I want to take you home now and have sex with you. And he was like,
well, babe, you know the barometric temperature is blah, 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 blah.
And he pulled all the science on her, and she was like, what are you talking about? She dodged it and left.
No, the thing is, you think he's trying to steal the girls, but really, he knows that guys follow girls. So he tries to talk and get all the girls around him, and then he can sneak peeks at guys all night. His phone number is 610-496-7000.
Dude, when we were on City Walk the one night, he goes,
Yo, babe, like, I used to dream about you in high school.
I know! No. Right, okay. Rake was like, I got a date tonight. And I'm like, oh, congratulations. Like, yeah, but she's bringing company. I'm like, oh, she's bringing, like, a pretty ugly girlfriend or something? He's like, nah, she's bringing a boyfriend. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's not company, that's her boyfriend.
Yeah. On vacation, too, to make it worse.
Dude, when me and Rake lived together, he brought a girl and her brother home. It was her ex-boyfriend, and the guy didn't mind. He just wanted to come over. Rake's trying to get on the girl, so I took one for the team, and I just talked to this guy for like 3 hours. I wake up in the morning, the guy is still there, the girl is gone, and he's writing a note saying, thanks for letting me hang out all night. The girl took off, and the guy slept over.
Yeah, this girl, like, I'm bringing this girl out tonight, man. She got baggage.
Well, what do you mean by baggage?
Like, that's what he said.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of, like, drama bringing in.
Nah, she's got, a boyfriend.
I remember that.
That's not baggage?
Yeah. I remember he said that. He's like, yeah, I got a date tonight. I'm like, congratulations. He's like, yeah, she's bringing baggage. I'm like, what's that supposed to mean? Like, she's bringing her boyfriend. Like, boyfriend? Why don't you call it off then? Why even try?
No. Thing is, dude, she knows she wants me, man. He knows she wants me. That's why she's there, dude, because prove to him that she wants me.
What? And the thing is, we had great plans that night, but we called it off because we knew this was going to be way more interesting than anything we could ever do.
We were in Los Angeles, and we had plans to go out to the major bars in Sunset, but we called it all off just to see Rake hang out with this girl with her boyfriend because we knew that it would be way more comedy than anything could ever possibly be.
And it definitely was.
Oh, my God. We got Joe Franz here now, so we're going to take a break. And right now, we're going to be listening to the Fireball Ministry. They're from Hollywood. And this song is called King.
We're going hot right now.
Stop. Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
We're sitting here with Bam Margera. I'm Brandon DiCamello. Brandon Novak. Rab himself. And, oh, what a delight to have faggot Joe Franz joining us. I'm sorry I have to say that, but God knows.
Yeah, it's cool.
I co-side.
Let me tell you who Joe Franz is. Joe Franz,
don't do this to me. No, do.
He produced the movie Haggard and all the him videos, and we're doing a 69 Oz video together, and he also films for the show Viva La Bam. So.
And I'm here tonight because they're going to make fun of my white trash girlfriend. Oh, my God, did I say that out loud?
Oh, man. I was going to wait, but let's get to that now.
Fucker.
You can only do it once, but...
Tell me when.
Let me just say...
going on.
Let me just say that we are in New York.
Oh, my God. Could have been the best night of my life, but what happened really, man?
Let me tell you. Okay, we're at a hymn concert at Irving Plaza.
Oh, no.
Sold out. It has the potential to be the best night of Joe's life. And
my girlfriend is going to come in town to surprise me.
Okay. You didn't even know that. Yeah, she just came up to surprise him, and it turned out to be so worthless and negative. Oh, you were dodging her the whole night, and that was the best night of your life, wasn't it? Dodging her, best part.
The best part I had of the entire night was the 15 minutes I dodged my girlfriend successfully. And I watched her walk back and forth looking for me with this face. And said, where the fuck is my boyfriend?
All right, so if you guys didn't know, she's a smoker from Jersey. She's a what?
Smoker from Jersey.
No,
Okay.
Let me,
all she cares about is cigarettes.
She needs cartons by the minute. Okay? So let me tell you what happens here.
She finds
me at the bar. She comes to me and says, "Where the fuck is my boyfriend? I just went and took a mean dump in the bathroom. I come out, where the fuck is he? I'm in New York. I want to smoke. What the fuck?"
Yeah, because you can't smoke in New York City bars. So here she is under the table, and Joe Franz is talking to Atlantic Records, like having a friendly conversation with this Atlantic Records girl. And here comes his girlfriend, just walks up and starts making out with him. Like, respectable Joe Franz has to deal with this problem now? What were you thinking?
This is the most inappropriate moment of my life. And then, of course, the tour manager from Monster Magnet, one of the best bands ever, and his fiance come over. They're big fans and everything. They can't wait to meet me and talk to me. I'm going to hang out with Monster Magnet and, like, backstage and all that stuff. And then my white trash girlfriend just grabs my face, turns her back towards them, and just starts making out with me. I'm like, no, babe, it's cool. Like, we'll take care of this later. So anyway, I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. And then, they hightailed it out of there, dude. They turned around and walked away. And I'm standing there with my horrible girlfriend, dude. It was the worst night of my life.
But wait, she was under the table smoking in front of the bartender going,
"Shut the fuck up, Joe. Let me have a cigarette. Jesus Christ. I'm in New York City. I can't even smoke in a goddamn bar. What the fuck?"
You have a legitimate business going on and she just crushed it.
Like, you could have had major things lined up, Joe. Oh,
how do you feel about that now, Franz? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Truly, other than cry?
Didn't you just buy a house?
I just bought a house.
Is she moving in?
I had wanted her to move in with me, but you know, in the 4,000 square feet that is my house, I don't think there's room enough for us both.
Why, you can't hide from her enough?
Yeah, there's 12 bedrooms and 3 kitchens in my new house, and there's not room enough to hide from my girlfriend so I can enjoy it.
The truth is, there's not enough smoke rooms in the house from the New Jersey smoker.
Where's my cigarette, you fucker?
Here I am in Texas right now. I'm gonna buy you. Where the fuck am I gonna get a cigarette out of this river?
My fucking boyfriend's out filming The Fucking Millionaire. He better make smoke money for me. I need cigarettes. What the fuck?
Dude, the ironic thing is my last girlfriend was a rich girl who went to Harvard. My new girlfriend is a smoker that works at Hardee's.
Oh, man, what a 180, Franz. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but if this is you, listen, we're not talking about you. We're talking about my side girlfriend. No, I don't know. Never mind.
Franz, what are we going to do?
Well, God, I will say this.
Truly, come on, let's think about this.
I will say this. I've come to DiCamillo for advice. DiCamillo, what do I do, man? I'm stuck.
I'll tell you. Call her on speakerphone right now and let us die from laughing.
Do it. Please. Do it.
Call it.
Do it.
Call it. Call it.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first phone call from the worst night of his life, which was 3 days ago, you're about to witness right now.
I got also some speakerphone if you want it.
You got to ask, why did she do that, Joe?
All right, here.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, why did you do that, babe? Tell her she's lying.
Hello?
Yeah, Laura, what's going on? You're on the radio. You're on Sirius what? Radio. What's going on?
What?
You're on Sirius Radio.
What's that?
Yo, so, these guys want to ask you a question. DiCamillo, I think you should start off.
Laura, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
We were just wondering why you were running around the club frantic saying, "What the fuck, where is my boyfriend? I'm in New York, I want a cigarette, what the fuck?"
Oh, shut up.
Please explain.
I just took a mean dump, you fucker.
Please explain to these guys why you're the laughing stock of all my friends. Well, unfortunately, you've been the point of laughter on Sirius Radio here for the past 10 minutes. Please extrapolate.
She punched Roger in the face.
Why did you punch my friend Roger in the face? Because we all know how. Pardon?
I did not punch him in the face.
Because we all know how well that goes over when you show up drunk at a club where I'm trying to hang out, don't we?
Now,
what did your psychiatrist say about all this for the 2-hour session?
You're an asshole.
What did the psychiatrist say, woman? Answer me.
You're just keeping that guy paid, aren't you?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Call it.
Okay.
Call it.
So I'm gonna call you later, maybe. But any departing words?
Laura.
I hate you all.
Say it one more time, Laura. Where is that motherfucker? Give us one last motherfucker.
Departing words. Where the fuck is my boyfriend?
Where the fuck is my boyfriend?
That's okay, everybody. That's what I have to deal with every day in my whole life. Every time I try to go out and have fun, this is what I have to deal with. Now,
oh my God.
I came to New York to see you so we could have 30 cents in the hotel room.
No, you came to...
I spent it at night, and you were just seeing me all night. You should have just said it like it was the boys' night.
But what was it really, Laura?
I was off for a minute, but I wouldn't have come.
And then my friends from Monster Magnet and Universal and Atlantic are all there, and, like, you're hanging all over me, and you walked away. Someone from Atlantic Records... literally said as you walked away, who is that white trash whore? Now, what's going on there?
I'm a white trash whore.
All right, Laura, we gotta go. But you have 5 seconds to give us a plug.
For what?
A butt plug. No, all right, we gotta go.
Okay.
Any departing words?
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, what do I do?
Oh, she was a car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That possibly could have been the most uncomfortable situation ever. I couldn't even speak. As you noticed, I didn't say a word that whole time because I was just so uncomfortable. You really told her, though. Isn't it so rude to just do it straight from the air?
Yeah.
Is it legal to commit suicide on the air?
And there you are, ladies and gentlemen, the smoker from New Jersey.
And if there's any hot MILFs out there, you can reach me at this hotel. Where are we? Oh, no.
Ron, you better be
home. Oh, that's her now.
Listen.
Here we go. Here it is. Call back right here. Oh,
you missed it, you.
Call her back.
Okay, wait.
She's gonna call back. Right.
Ron, you better be making me some smoke money, you motherfucker.
Smoke money?
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, babe?
Are you alone?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm in the bathroom. Well, I mean, we're on the radio, but I'm in the bathroom alone. What's going on?
We're on the radio?
Yeah, but who cares? This is serious radio.
Why would you do that?
Well, do what?
Why would you do that?
Baby, why did you ruin my good time in New York? Why did you specifically come?
Why were you so mean to me?
Oh, my God. Yo, that was the most embarrassing night of my entire life. It was horrible.
I was not laying around saying, where the fuck is my boyfriend?
The fuck, woman. Dude, all my friends are like, who was that girl? And, like, why were you letting her hang all over you when you could have been having fun? And
I was like, where the fuck is my boyfriend? I went to take a piss and I come back and he's fucking gone. What the fuck?
I did not say that.
Well, dude, you didn't.
I did not say that.
That motherfucker better be filming The Millionaire because I need goddamn smoke money. What the fuck?
No, seriously. How could you do that? And then the next morning at the hotel room, what did you say? Oh, that was the best night of my entire life. That was the best night of your entire life?
You're so shit.
That was the best night of your entire life. Oh my God. What a horrible life you must lead, young lady.
Oh my God.
How did it end up like this?
I did not say that. You're full of shit.
And all my friends in Philly are saying that the only reason you went there in the first place was to check up on me to see I wasn't cheating on you. Which I don't get.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nobody in fucking Philadelphia even knew I was
going. Oh, really? Oh, my God, I think I gotta really go now. What?
I did not come to ruin your good time on purpose.
Well, then, I don't understand why you're running around the club slapping my friends in the face, making out with me when big, important people, far more important than I, are trying to have a conversation with me. Smoking under the table. Okay? Like literally repelling my friends, like, off. Like you know this mosquito repellent off? You're a big can of off and all my friends are mosquitoes. Dude, I didn't didn't talk to one of my friends. And then the 15 minutes of the night, I was able to escape you. I have to deal with, like, you badgering my friends finally for the first time of the night, talking to them. Where the fuck is my boyfriend? No, Lars, seriously, how did it end up like this? How do we get to this point in a relationship? Say something.
Hey, you know what? I take the blame for acting like stupid, but I didn't scream about where's my fucking boyfriend all night.
Well, then how come all my friends are mad at me?
I wasn't mad. I didn't think of what you were, first of all. And then you thought I was mad at you for talking to girls. I didn't even see you talking to any girls.
That's all I heard.
So you didn't see me getting a blowjob in the corner? No, I'm kidding. I really didn't.
Time out.
G told you, and you believed him.
Time out. Heroin Novak heard one thing and one thing only. Where the fuck is my boyfriend? He better be filming The Millionaire because I need smoke money. What the fuck? I'm in New York. I need a cigarette. God damn it. What the fuck?
Like, do you think that helps my career? Yeah. Like, you're supposed to be all supportive, and you're supposed to be wanting to move in with me and everything. Like, you really think that helps me? Hello?
No, I don't.
Oh, you thought that was good, what you did. Now tell Dee Camilla you're sorry.
I am sorry, Camilla, Dee Camilla.
Now tell Bam you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Bam.
Rab?
Well, I should let my boy hang out with the boys and leave him the fuck
alone. So you're not really sorry to Rab, huh?
Yeah, so you're not... And for the love of fuck's sake, apologize to Roger. You punched him in the face.
I didn't punch him, I slapped him. It was a nice slap.
You think my friends like it when you're mean enough to slap them, woman?
I didn't slap him in a mean way.
Hey, Laura, the first time I ever met you, you punched me in my balls 5 times.
The what?
Yeah.
I didn't punch you in your balls.
Yeah, you did. Come on, we were at Firewaters. You punched my balls 5 times. Yeah. I couldn't even get up. You smashed my left nut off my right leg, and it was just not good.
She says, oh, yeah.
You punched my boyfriend in the balls.
Yeah, Rab, you did punch me in the
balls.
You're
full of shit. I did that after the fact.
You didn't. You really did. You punched me in the balls.
No, you did it first.
No.
In all fairness to Laura,
yeah, but that's I didn't the one even know you. Why didn't Franz hit me back? I didn't even know you. You just came right in and hit my balls.
See, my girlfriend has this problem. Whenever she's around my friends, she wants to be the center of attention. Even if that attention is negative attention, you know? Like, she doesn't understand the difference between positive attention and negative attention, and she's never happy with just chilling in the background, just fucking chilling with me, being my girl. No, she has to be in front of me. She has to be the front man in front of all my friends. Laura, tell these guys you're sorry.
I'm sorry. I honestly am.
And apologize on behalf of us to the city of New York for ruining their good time, too.
That's a smoker's laugh, ladies and gentlemen.
Apologize to the band Him for ruining their good time at their own show. The best band ever. Yo, okay, it's the middle of my favorite song. In the middle of Sacrament, my favorite song ever. I'm like, oh, God, like, thank God, like, they're finally playing my favorite song. Like, Laura, shut up for 3 seconds. And then I gotta hear, you don't trust me, do you? You know, you have serious trust issues. And I'm like, baby, my favorite band's playing my favorite song. Let's not talk about trust issues. Can't this wait for Anthem and Concert?
Sorry.
Really. Where are you at now?
Sorry.
Why aren't you working? We gotta wrap this
Why?
Up. Yeah, very briefly.
It's the end of the night. It's like I got a couple tables left.
She's fucking somebody else.
That's what she's smoking a cigarette right
now. How many dicks have you sucked tonight, lady?
Fuck you.
Is she smoking right now?
That means a dozen. What?
Right now.
She's smoking right now. Okay, we gotta wrap it up. Say goodbye.
What's he say?
I am.
All right. Okay, we gotta go. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bye, Laura.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Give me smoke money for when you get.
Buzz will hang.
610 area code.
610.
And in the meantime, I'm gonna wrap this up and say goodbye to everybody because we are in Texas on a bayou, and I need to hear CKY Escape from Hellview because this place is hell, and I need to go home.
Yeah.
On Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Radio
Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. 7:04 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Shut up.